5 days after finishing work on the Hubble Space Telescope, the seven astronauts on the Space Shuttle Atlantis finally returned to Earth, 2 days later than originally planned.
Houston, Atlantis, wheel stop, Edwards, 2-2.
Welcome home, Atlantis. Congratulations on a very successful mission, giving Hubble a new set of eyes that will continue to expand our knowledge of the universe.
Thank you, Houston. It was a thrill from start to finish. We've had a great ride.
Atlantis touched down Sunday at Edwards Air Force Base in California. NASA had wanted to land the shuttle on Friday at its home base of Florida in the east, but scrapped the plan due to bad weather. Transporting the shuttle back to Florida will cost nearly $2 million. NASA experts praised the crew members for overcoming a series of obstacles in their 5 spacewalks. The astronauts installed new instruments on Hubble, repaired others that stopped working, and replaced its dying batteries. NASA's head of space science, Ed Wyler, says initial examinations of the telescope indicate the mission was a success.
The people at Goddard and the Space Telescope Science Institute haven't been sitting on their hands. They're already in the process of checking out the instruments. Everything is going very smoothly. No problems so far.
Since it began orbiting the Earth in 1990, Hubble has provided much more information about the universe than land-based telescopes, whose images are distorted by the Earth's atmosphere. NASA says the upgrade will allow Hubble to peer even deeper into the universe until at least 2014. But the agency says the latest repair mission is likely to be the last, because it plans to retire the shuttle fleet next year. Wyler urged reporters at a news conference not to focus on the negative.
We just repaired the Hubble Space Telescope. We got a new telescope. 4 new instruments. 2 of them dead, now alive. I mean, we've got another 5, 6, 7, 8 years with a new telescope. These are truly the best of times, not the worst of times.
NASA expects to release the first data from the upgraded Hubble by the end of August. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.